This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I'm not going to tell you who I kissed on New Year's, but let me just say my hand needs a lot of chapstick.
Jesus Christ.
I'm Brandi Posey, and nobody stopped me. That's the mask suicide note. First tweet of 2020, baby. Yeah. Gonna be a year.
I'm Tess Barker, and hard to imagine a question more discomforting than, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, God. No. This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello. We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hello, welcome to 2020, lady.
Bum, bum,
it's the hindsight.
Robot?
Barbara Walters.
It's the hindsight year, baby.
With Baba Walters.
Oh my God, the fucking... My crossing guard when I was in elementary school would call me Baba Wawa.
Are you serious?
Aw. He was very cool. Sweet. Wayne? Yeah. I think his name was Wayne.
Aw, Wayne. That sounds like a Wayne bar. Yeah. Move.
Yeah. That's Jesus. A Wayne. That's a crossing guard move. Classic.
Did you say hi, Wayne?
No.
Did you tell him to party on?
Fuck!
Oh, man, he would have loved it.
I think I skipped away jollily. Jolly, is that a word?
Just continued a happy childhood uninterrupted.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually probably a healthy relationship
perfect.
With your cross guard.
Yeah.
Probably the better move to make, for sure.
It could have been so much worse.
Let's bring on our guest, you guys.
She's an amazing comic. She's got, oh my God, don't say hi. She's got a podcast called 12 Questions. Anna Valenzuela. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, 2020. We're in the future.
We are.
I know, it feels good.
It feels, I'd say this is the most futuristic year in terms of like sounding snazzy that we've had since the year 2000.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. 2020 is like.
It's perfect vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
brace yourself for all of the hindsight is 2020 jokes.
Oh my God. I can't even think about
mumbled
it.
One already.
Hindsight is now, baby.
I ran by someone at the Rose Bowl who had a Bernie shirt that said hindsight is 2020.
Oh.
And it had his goggles, his glasses.
Aw.
That's a cute shirt.
It is. It was a cute shirt.
I like that.
I like that Bernie. Can he wear goggles now? Like steampunk goggles? Like I wanted to
I honestly don't think I would notice.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it would look
like the
same
least distressing thing about it. He could have those like basketball ones, like when the basketball players wear glasses.
Yeah.
They
those are sexy.
Because he plays basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a basketball guy.
I feel I do not have a face for goggles. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
I look
I can't
so
imagine you
goofy
wearing goggles.
In goggles.
Do you open your eyes underwater just like...
No, I wear goggles.
Oh, okay.
I wear them. But, like, I just have a face that gets so goofy when I have goggles on.
I think it's because you have a long face.
I think that's what... And, like, the goggles are small, and it just makes my face look like...
I'm just, like, picturing...
Just, like, teeny tiny.
Yeah, I just held up my hands like they were goggles.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I look very serious in goggles. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No matter what, it looks like I'm swimming in the Olympics. Like, I'm getting in the pool at the LA Fitness.
For sure.
I'm dodging, like, hairy Russian guys. I'm, like... And it always looks like I'm trying to, like, win a gold medal. Yeah, you know, I have to say, the bottom of a public pool is not always something you want to see clearly.
No.
No.
It's always kind of gross when you're, like, swimming laps and you, like,
you're like, everything's all zen, and then you go by this like random clump of like a hairy band-aid.
Band-aid. Just like the nest of hair that's been pooling and just like,
yeah, pretty rough.
Pools are something it's best not to think too much about.
No, you just gotta get in, just do your thing and get out. Mm-hmm. I was on swim team when I was a kid, and you always knew the hardcore kids that were like really going for the gold because they had their goggles and they would spit in their goggles.
Oh, I do that. Did they also have the like
hardcore about
they didn't
it.
Have the goggles with the it was just the little plastic, and they right come up. Out. And they were, what was it? I swam on swim team. What was your stroke? What'd you do?
Butterfly, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Good stroke.
Yeah, there's nothing like being a short, stout girl doing butterfly. Yeah. That is not okay.
No. I remember like when my boobs came in, I had all this drag I couldn't deal with. And then I was like, why am I so slow? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And then I quit swim team shortly thereafter. And I never swam again.
Sean and I like to swim laps together in the summer. That's like our little, the one workout we like to do together. And he's a really good swimmer. I'm generally like way more of a jock than him.
Uh-huh.
So if we're hiking or doing anything like that, I'm kicking his ass. Like,
hey, he's a marathon runner.
Yeah. But swimming, he's like way better at than me. So like, it's like, I'll do it, but it's a tough pill to swallow.
I was going to say, is that difficult for you?
Also, I just feel like I'm like very spazzy. I would describe my swimming as loud.
I'm just like, no, she's not drowning. She's fine.
I'm never like really quite sure like where, it's always awkward timing. My face is always, and I remember after one lap swim, I was like, the thing I don't like is how like you get a mouthful of water each time. And Sean was like, that's not supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
You're opening your mouth in the water.
It's like you screaming during breaststroke every time you come up, just.
It just gets splashed in.
What
you
are
know?
The politics of lap swimming? I don't really like at the pool, because I'd say I don't want to deal with it. It seems like too much to deal with.
It is a lot.
There's usually a lane for faster swimmers, and there's usually a couple of lanes, and they'll have rules. Mm-hmm. So you can do like circular swimming, especially the Y in Koreatown has like a really like defined rule set, which I like.
I appreciate that.
Because if you don't have that, you have the LA Fitness situation, which is like a bunch of like old, again, I've nothing against Mother Russia, but I will say
an old Russian loves to fuck up your laps.
Old Russians will fuck up your laps. They'll come into your aqua aerobics class and just be like, all I want to do is soak. Why are you playing music? Like it's this really upsetting part of the LA Fitness experience is having to chase an old man out of your lane. Yeah. So what I do is I specifically, because I have the opposite situation that you do. My dude is, he's super athletic. He played soccer for a really long time, and I'm a much better swimmer.
See, what's the deal? I guess swimming is your Achilles heel.
I guess so.
It's his own thing.
You would think it's very funny. There's a part of me that like doesn't believe in astrology, but does believe in astrology. And I'm like, he's a Pisces,
hold
man.
On.
He should be able to flip around in that water.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, but mine's good.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, but what I do with the people that are just sort of slowing up the lane, or the ladies with the shower caps on. So cute.
They're cute. Yeah. I love the old ladies at the pool.
Yeah, they're just like walking. So if I need
But they're people, for sure peeing in the water, right?
100%.
Everyone's pissing in that water.
That's why it smells just like the chlorine. There's no water in the pool. It's just the chlorine stuff.
Yeah. Well, I just can't do it. It's so much work to get in and like.
Yeah,
I have to deal with so many other people. I'm out.
You know what though? I will say, I'm telling you, girls. I think it's closed for the summer, but my water aerobics class or the pole dancing class.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do that.
Because the Rose Bowl
bad.
Pools are salt water, which is way nicer. Ooh. And there's a hot tub there, so you can sit in the jacuzzi before and after your swim. And it just feels more luxurious.
Are we all going to go? Is that what's happening?
I'm obsessed with it.
We've been threatening to.
It's at night and it's always hard because everyone has shows, but like it is so fun.
I love a water aerobics class because when I hurt my back, I wasn't able to, like, my doctor was like, you can only walk and you can swim. And so I was like, that's not, he's like, what about hiking? He said, how steep is the incline? I was what? And so I started doing aqua aerobics, and it's so much fun. It's secretly the most fun.
Because it's also nice that like no one can really see your body.
Yeah,
so like you really do feel free.
Totally.
Also, Cinderblock the cat doing water aerobics.
Oh, I did not see that.
You don't know Cinderblock?
No.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Hold on.
2019 was the rise of chonky animals.
Yes. Chonky animals ruled.
Who else besides Cinderblock?
Okay, there's Mango the cat, a Korean cat that looks like just a bubble. Okay. She's just a bubble.
I just follow round boys.
I follow round boys.
Round animals.
That's how I found
Cinderblock.
So Cinderblock went viral because it's a cat that came into this like vet office.
Yeah.
It's like over 20 pounds. It's a big gray cat.
Where's the original
and the video? First video of it ever is it doing exercise on this. It really is the best. Like, it's one hand on the.
He's so pissed.
He's so mad. He's so mad.
I love him.
He's all of us.
So he's just one hand, like the least possible you could do.
I think we should replace the bald eagle with Cinderblock the cat.
That's truly what America.
That's us as fuck.
And this is Mango from Korea, and Mango is so fat. She sits on her back, and they throw stuff at her, and she just like kicks it violently with her feet. Oh, it's every mood I've ever had.
But Cinderblock's, it's funny because they've been doing like a slow motion, like inspirational song behind Cinderblock, just like walking in the water. It's really making me happy.
When you run, do you ever high five people that are really struggling?
No.
I love to do that. When I was a runner,
I don't want anyone to see I'm struggling.
I have a couple people that I high five.
And then like we high five and it would be fun.
There's this guy at the Rose Bowl who I love. He's this like 60-year-old guy, and we have a similar running schedule. I think like we see each other a lot, and I high five him a lot because he's just always in a really good mood and really happy. And
that's
so we high five a lot.
Yeah.
He's like my only high five though, and
generally you just avoid the eye contact, right?
No, you see it a lot on the Long Beach.
There's the runner's wave.
Yeah.
It's a high five.
Are we allowed to know about this?
Yeah, you can know about it. You'll notice if you start running a lot. Like there's like certain people will look at you for the runner's wave, and you just kind of know to give it to them.
So
like,
what you have is to it do just a
like
a wave?
It's like a
okay.
Yeah, and there's a little head nod too.
Yeah, it's
like depending on where you're at.
Exactly.
Right. I can see more high fives happening in the LBC though. That feels like Long Beach.
Yeah,
for sure. The beach is right there.
Mm-hmm. And it's the best. Like it's the best free access to like fitness there, and it's that like beautiful little beach trail. And,
oh, it's great.
Yeah, but you can't like go on the sand because it's full of syringes and diapers and stuff. But like. The people are super duper nice. I love Long Beach because it's the working man's Santa Monica. It's like where you can go, be a size 10 and still be a 10. You know,
it's kind of the New Jersey
of
LA.
It absolutely is. Yes.
No, I mean, I feel like when I run marathons, high fives mean a lot to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely take people up on their high fives.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm not during marathon. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. And the first marathon I ran was in Long Beach, and I got my hotel super late because I'm a slacker, and we stayed at this extremely seedy hotel that had a mirror above the bed. Somewhere in Long Beach. But Sean and I were like leaving to go get my packet, and this one lady was like, "Why is everybody in town?" And I was about to tell her the marathon, and then another lady came out of her motel and said, "Probably because of the haunted house."
And my response is, bitch, which one?
That's how you start the marathon, right? You get so scared that you run out of the haunted house.
Exactly. Chased by Jason at the beginning.
It starts at the Queen Mary.
Oh my God. Imagine getting a hotel room for a haunted house.
I know, and like having such a high demand for, and I think she was referring to the Queen Mary haunted house, which is granted.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But having such a high demand for a haunted house that all the hotels are full.
We're backed up.
Oh, there actually is a haunted house situation like that. So the town I grew up in was called Ione, California. It's all the way up in Amador County. Its original name, I just Googled it. Its original name was Bedbug. To give you an idea of the town. It is a town that is just shitty. Wow. And it had this haunted, it's now like it used to be a youth authority called Preston School for Boys. Uh-huh. Merle Haggard went there.
And
back when it was like an abuse factory. So he came back and like punched the warden when he was an adult after he was famous.
That's so badass.
Yeah, it's really badass. And so they have now like haunted ghost tours, and it's the only tourist location in the town. Nobody goes to Ione unless you work for the prison or you want to see now the haunted ex-prison.
Is it
and
scary?
So people go there. Yeah, they have haunted tours. They have, you can get married there. My boyfriend told me no. Like, not fair. I definitely want to get married in this haunted building.
Because it means something to you.
It's marriage. It's a haunted prison.
Well, yeah, because when I was a kid, when they would get like pissed at us in school, they'd be like, you know, if you kids don't pay attention, you're going to end up like those boys up at Preston School. And we would be like, yeah, it was fun. It was like growing up in like a Stephen King novel.
How long was it active until?
It was active until well after I moved out of the town.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Wow. So I moved out in like 96, maybe 97.
So it was actively haunted and being used as a school.
Yeah. Or not even a school, like a youth authority. So it's basically prison for kids. It's kids who've committed felonies. They can't be in the juvenile system.
I wonder if like part of the tour, like when you go to Alcatraz, like they have like audio tours. You can walk into the jail cells and there'll be like the voices of the people in the cells. And just, hey, pal. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's not the 40s, but I wonder if up there it's just like, oh, Ace of Base is gay.
I'm going to like hella smoke some weed out of this Coke can I made into a pipe. Because that's what we were doing.
I had a bunch of those Coke cans under my bed before I left for college, and I didn't know that. I thought when I came home from college that was still going to be my room.
Oh, no.
I'm gone for 1 month. My mom and sister take all the shit out of my room and then turn it into my sister's room. So my mom found this like layer of Coke cans. Like what? It was like,
why are you keeping a layer?
I don't know. I was 17.
That's so funny.
It was like a landfill. Oh
my God. It's a recycling station for delinquents.
And she still gives me shit about that. I'm like, yeah, not my problem. You took my fucking room.
That's so
if I had known, I would have cleared them out.
I still don't know what happened.
Such
to
a
me.
Weird thing to keep. <Very weird. laughs>
In some circles, that would be a cry for help. Like, when my mom passed away, we flipped her bed, and there was just Crown Royal bottles and bags, and I was like, damn, Mom, you were going out hard.
Yeah. I was 17. That was my Crown Royal bottles. I would just, like, smoke and watch Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio.
So can funny. We watch that right now?
Oh, please.
Can we just do that?
Please.
I fucking live for that movie. I just downloaded the sound. I found, like, I have my grandma's car right now, and it has this, like, CD. I found my CD case and it has the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. In it. I could get it right now. We could be through this. I'm just saying.
Do you have any mix CDs in there that were made for you by other people and shit?
Yes. Ugh. Yes. I have a bunch of like early recovery, like early sobriety white rapper CDs that people made me. So it's a lot of like atmosphere and idea and abilities, like pre Mac Miller kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
And I have a lot of like good, I have a really good Bad Religion compilation.
Ooh,
like some like our older hard to find stuff, like stuff that's getting lost in digital streaming. And
That is the benefit, because my car still plays CDs. I don't really use it that much, but it's fun to like revisit those.
It is really fun. And when
takes
we,
you back
when we moved to LA, me and my ex, when we moved to LA, he was in a PhD program, and his lab mates, I would come in all the time, and because he's a microbiologist person, he would like, I would donate blood for money, and so they could basically infect it with AIDS. Very fun.
Blood for money, money for blood.
Yeah. So I would just like hang out in the lab because I had nothing else to do. I was unemployed. And we all made each other mix CDs, and their feedback about mine was, Anna seems angry.
Wow. What were a couple of the songs on it?
Oh my God. There was a lot of, you ever heard of the band Tilt?
Mm.
It's like a older like LA contemporary to X like punk band.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
There's a lot of like random anime soundtrack stuff because I am 37 and I watch anime. That's just who I am, and I don't care.
Own it, girl.
I'm owning it. I'm living my life.
One of my first mixtapes I ever got was my boyfriend in high school made me a mixtape of the soundtrack for Evangelion. Yeah, because he was obsessed with it.
Yeah, that's. That's a sign, though. That's a sign. That yeah. That anime makes me feel so uncomfortable on the inside. I'm not one of those like fun anime people who's like, oh, the darker and more confusing, the better. I'm like, nope, can't. No, no, I don't need to feel weird about sex. I don't need that.
Yeah, no, I remember watching Evangelion in high school and was like, exactly. This is so intense.
This is
going to end badly, isn't it?
It does, yeah. For two reasons. One, they ran out of budget, so at the end, it's just like, it's like doodles moving on the story.
Yeah,
it gets like really, really bad toward the end.
That's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, they were going for like an avant-garde thing, and I think does play, but it was mostly because they were super poor. So.
Yeah.
What are you guys' like mixed CD, mixtape? Oh, I
have a good. I remember I went on like a road trip to. I think I was driving to Salt Lake or something like, you know, fucking 8 years ago or a while ago, and I asked people to make me mixes when I was driving. And Keister gave me, Megan Keister made me one. She was like, what do you want the theme to be? And I said, autumn.
she
made me this amazing mix that I still like love.
Is it all Modest Mouse?
I can't. It was like, you know, she knows way more shit than I do, so it was like half people I'd never heard of. And
see, I need those kind of mixtapes because I'm so basic. Like one mixtape that comes to mind is one my sister made called "When Enrique Met Michael." Just every other song, either Michael Jackson or Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, I mean, I would suggest that if you go on a road trip, ask your friends to make you a Spotify mix or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, I have one I can share with you guys. It's my friends and I, we have the Start Your Fucking Day mix, and it's all just like, it's a good ass mix. I went a little crazy. I had to take some things off of it because I was like, wow, girl, it's like 200 songs deep. I can't stop myself. But it's really fun because it's like every song is just like positive, start your day, don't be a dick, be good to others. It has that, the song by, what's that lady with the Alabama Shakes?
Oh, she's got such a great voice.
Oh, God damn it. I'm really getting into it. I know you guys are like, oh shit, we got to do stuff.
No, you're right.
Let's see here. La, 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 la. But I live for, there's also a same friend made me a fuck mix and he's into fisting. So it's just a fist.
Nice.
Which is very fun.
I did just make a playlist of all Mandy Patinkin songs called Thinkin' Patinkin.
Can so you send also that can to be me? Used
yeah.
for
oh my god.
Also can be used for fisting.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Any playlist could be used for fisting depending on your mood. Brittany Howard's 13th Century Metal. Listen to it.
Okay.
Start
this
your
is the
day.
Mix?
It's the beginning of the mix, but this song is like, it's just what I want, like, my motto to be. Like, I want my DNA strand to form the words to that song.
Ooh.
It's just really fucking powerful. I'm really into it.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We're going to give that a little listen, and we'll be right back.
Baby!
Hey, we're back. I'm Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Anna.
Hi, I'm still here.
And we're going to ask you some questions.
Ooh, okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for questions.
Little game called Who, What, Where, When, Why.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why?
All right. Number one, who are you wearing?
All knockoffs right now. I am wearing knockoff Yeezys that I got in Bangkok, Thailand. Just came back from a tour there. Very fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was very fun. Do stand up abroad, guys. It's the most fun. These are the most comfortable fucking shoes I've ever put on in my life, and they were only $20.
What?
Wow. This is also a knockoff sweatshirt. It looks very... I don't know. I got it at one of those Fala's stores.
How are those? I've never been in there.
Magical. I bought a sports bra for $4.
Bras at those places are legit. Yeah.
Legit.
I have one that I've had for like 5 years that I got for
Because
like,
you know, the mannequins are so tiny that I'm like, is anything going to fit me in this fucking place? So I never go inside.
I always just go large, extra large. That's what I learned in Asia. Shopping in Asia is like, I was literally chased away from a medium rack, which was really fun. Like a woman like grabbed a broom and was like, don't fuck up my medium rack. I was like, she's like, nothing fits you. On there, I was like, and so, like, I went into a bra store, and the woman just started crying. I was like, God damn it, like, they're not even that big. So, and these are Sears leggings. That's what I'm wearing today.
Sears,
Sears utilitarian, and I look, you know, I'm leaning into being an old ass hype beast. That's what I want to be. I want to be the oldest hype beast.
Yeah.
I have like knockoff track suits now. I'm living.
This is a perfect podcast. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Really
really good podcast.
Upscale
look.
Podcast wear.
I hate it when I go to a podcast and they're like, I realize everybody there's in full hair and makeup.
Yeah, they're like,
because
oh,
they're going to take pictures and like a video. I'm
never
like,
do that to you.
I knew that. I know. Yeah, I know.
This is the point of podcasting.
Yeah. Yes. So yes. Nobody could see. I mean, we could all be wearing a barrel with straps right now. And as long as it didn't pick up on the microphone, it would be fine. So
exactly.
Yeah. Do you think that'd be comfortable? A barrel is probably not. Right?
Drafty.
I do if it was a hot day and you could just be kind of naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it was like a hot day in Palm Springs, I would wear a barrel.
Yeah. For or like sure. at Magic Mountain, like in
oh,
the
yes.
summer when you're just
in the
waiting
raft
in
ride.
Line.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't even need anything to go down any of the slides.
Yeah.
I like the space buffer. People can't get that close to you just when you're walking yeah. through people. That's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Get out of the way. Get yeah. a barrel.
God, I can't go to Magic Mountain so bad.
I have a season pass.
You do?
Yeah, if you ever want to go, I get buddy days.
For
it's
real?
Really fun.
Will you hit shit. Me up, please?
Absolutely. Here's the thing about getting the season pass. Once you start, you can't stop because they will like message you basically like, hey, you know,
they're
this
like,
300
pretty much give you.
They're like, we're giving it away for $60. Yeah. And you're like, okay. And it's really, really fun. And go with, do you know comedian Ron Swallow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron's
I call him Roller Coaster Daddy. He can do that. He can do that park. The whole, every single roller coaster in like 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, he out roller coastered me. I got sick. I couldn't drive home. I had to like, my fucking equilibrium was all messed up. We rode him way too fast.
I've only been there once and it was with Zach Sherwin and I shot a music video for
yes.
him.
Oh, yeah.
He has a music video about Krav Maga that is a... It's a one take shot on the Goliath and his director got motion sickness. So he was like, hey, I'll pay you like $100 if you come and you shoot me on Goliath like 10 times in a row. And I was like, sure, that sounds fun. And then we like, there was nobody at the park. So we just rode the roller coaster 10 times in a row.
Whoa.
And when we got off, I just laid on the ground.
Because it was a one shot.
Yeah.
Thing,
it was
right?
a one shot thing. So I had to nail the shot in yeah. one take.
Oof.
Ooh, it
so
was.
So you were sitting, what was the setup? You were sitting in front of him just
I was,
like.
No, I was sitting behind him because he was turned around
oh,
to like
I
do
see.
It.
Okay.
To
Are
me
you
like
allowed
that.
To just like turn around?
Well, he was like. It, because it's like an over the strap,
over
the,
yeah,
over
the
so
strap
he was like
one.
Talking to like you're in the back
oh,
of the chair,
right.
And I mean, because and the thing that fucked me up is because you had to watch. I was watching the screen, so I'm watching this static
oh,
thing while the entire
right.
world is moving around
oh.
me. And I, after the first take, and like they were, it turned out great. They were a little bit more picky than they needed to be for
right.
a music video.
oh God, right.
It looks great though. But after like the first like three takes, I was like. You gotta fucking nail this.
oh, God. What a nightmare.
Well, because Goliath has a blackout spot.
Yeah.
So it gets so fast at one point, you're just like,
yeah,
that's
and
it.
And once, it is really fun.
Yeah.
Like, I love that because you're going so fast and at such an extreme angle
yes.
that your body does just kind of get that, like, weightless
yeah, yeah.
pass-out-y feeling.
10 times in a row.
Oh, my God.
When you know every moment that's coming. Cause I kept, and I, that's why it's so good at the end because I knew, like, when stuff
right.
was going to happen
you
so I could
yourself.
Get it.
Yeah.
But, like, and it was also, like, the G-force of, like, hitting your hands. You're
oh
holding
my God.
Your hand. It was way more intense than I thought it was going
to
be.
Like, that really, they needed intense. To hire someone that has a rig that keeps
yes.
that all stable.
Yes. yes.
Really, yeah. they just needed to hire someone. I think
yeah.
is the moral.
That. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's roller great. Coasters are great. Google it, MC Mr. Napkins.
Fuck yeah. I'm definitely going to Google it.
I forgot he dropped that name.
His old
so
rapper
name.
Oh,
Lordy.
I shot that. It's great.
That's amazing.
And I laid on the ground next to it, the roller coaster, for probably 5 minutes. And he was like, do you want a water? And I was like,
leave
sure.
me alone.
It's like, I just need to not move because it kept feeling like the world was moving
yeah.
around
Please tell me.
Me
you got like at least a lemon slushy or something out of this.
Yeah, I got like a bubbly water of some kind.
Yes.
He wanted to buy me lunch, but I was like, I cannot eat
yeah.
anything. And I got like $100 for the day or something.
Okay.
But it was.
You want a funnel cake? I know your stomach is in one of yours, not even both.
Yeah, it's like if I ate it, it would go down my throat and then to the top of the roller coaster because that is where my stomach
That would have been great if you'd thrown up on him at the end of the video. Yeah, just from behind the camera.
It's just engulfing the camera.
I remember when I was like in junior high, we went to Six Flags and we rode Disney. Remember the ride Spin Out? They also have it at the carnival where it's like the thing just goes so fast and then you can stick to the walls.
Like the gravitron?
Yeah, the gravitron. I did that 10 times in a row.
Oh my God.
And on the way home, I remember LaShelle Sergeant Sad was driving and I was riding in the middle of the back seat and we were driving through like Santa Paula to camp. You know, it's like these really windy like canyon roads.
Yeah. And I'm making everyone sick listening to this.
And all I had time to do when I felt myself getting sick was just like fling myself out the car window and I was just like puking into the mountain canyon. While my friends held the rest of my body into the car and the puke was like hitting Mr. Sergeant's windshield as he was driving through the canyon.
You guys are saying this, but basically Tess was doing a bird for like, it's like, hey, it's like a what's her fuck on Titanic. If she was,
Rose.
If she was throwing vomiting. Up while the queen of the world. Man. I'm the king of the land.
Oh my God. So traumatizing. So
the zipper used to mess me up at a carnival too. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that ride.
That one gets you because you're already
full. I hate the zipper.
Yeah. I hate it and love it because it's the one you're most likely going to die in.
Yeah. When's the last time you did the zipper?
It's been a while. You know, my goal with the zipper is I always survey the situation and make sure they haven't had to hose it out recently. Because there's nothing worse than getting in the recently puked in zipper cart.
That's
that
a good
really
tip.
Bad.
That's a very good tip.
A zip tip.
Hey, you know what? When you live in the middle of nowhere, the county fair is like that's your fucking Super Bowl, man. Like, you're going for it. And so, yeah, I haven't been on the zipper in a long time, but I'm wondering as an adult if I would enjoy it.
Sean and I went on the zipper like 4 years ago, and I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love doing dumb shit, right?
Yeah. Me too.
The
Me
zipper.
Too. Skydiving.
Love it.
Bungee jumping.
Love it. Yeah. Want a shark diving. Love it. Yeah. The zipper, the last time we went on it, I was like, that. I never literally.
Again. Is the zipper the one with the.
It's the one that goes.
It's that one.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And like, we were upside down at this carnival, and I was literally crying and like thought we were going to die. And I was like, nothing will ever be worth riding that again. It was the jankiest piece of shit. And
well,
we were like.
Those are always the jankiest.
As an adult, you're like, I'm a human being in a very poorly assembled cage upside down in the sky.
I love it because they remind me of like some of the robots in Pacific Rim. Just these like weird, bad, like, oh, everyone's going to die.
Just like rusty.
Oh, rusty, like, filthy, and just so unsubstantial.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically like the cylinder from a washing machine. Like, it's.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's so interesting. Just so fascinating to me that we made these things, that we write it. Mm-hmm. Like, we're like, I want to feel this. I want to be scared for my life.
I think some brains are geared to run toward danger. Like, I'm definitely that person. Like, if I see something happening, like an accident or something, there was an accident in front of my house when I first moved in, and I just ran out into the street and I surveyed the situation, called 911, started directing traffic. Not everybody is like that.
Yeah.
I think that, like, a lot of people, that sounded like such a fucking humble brag, but it's a really stupid thing to do. Oftentimes, I get in the way. Yeah. But like, I think that some people are, that's what adrenaline junkies secretly are, is there are folks that were like meant to go to war and like to like run out and do crazy things.
Yeah, you're like the doer in the situation.
Yeah.
The original zipper that was made, four people died almost immediately.
See?
And then in 1977, basically the U.S. issued a public warning urging carnival goers not to ride the zipper. And then they had to like redo all of them. And then nobody has fallen out of one since 2006, where two girls fell out.
Okay, 2006 is too recent.
Yeah. And also, it's like just far enough away that like seems due. It's like, no thanks.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. That's the thing where I'm like, I think it could happen again soon.
And also, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I love dangerous situations too, but there's something about this. Like, I love like naturally dangerous situations or like, but this is just like, very unpleasant to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a fun carnival ride. At least that one. Have you ever seen the video of that one like German carnival ride that like breaks apart midair?
Oh my God.
It's this big spinning apparatus and it goes up in one direction and it's a pendulum. They have one at Six Flags.
Oh,
it's
I know
the
that
only
one.
Ride I won't ride because it's like, I saw a video of this family. They're going like, they're just like videoing their kid and he's doing this. And then all of a sudden it breaks off the pendulum and like a piece of it just flies in another direction. You're like, oh, everyone's dead on that ride. Every single person on that ride died. There's no way anybody walked away from that accident. It's bananas. And they just have one at Six Flags.
Yeah.
You could eat Takis and wait to die at Six Flags if you want.
And I know the King's Dominion in Virginia has a pirate ship that I used go upside down.
Yes.
And it would just hang in the air for
I
a second.
Love that. Yeah.
And I remember the first time I did it, I was like, okay, I could, I am completely, this is the first moment that I remember feeling fully, completely out of control and being like, oh, I could just die and have nothing to say about it right Whoa. Now in my life. First moment that I truly confronted my own death was riding the pirate ship. I was like, oh, everyone else is having fun around me. I'm just like, well, this could be it.
That's so funny. My first time was when I jumped, I got really scared bungee jumping unexpectedly. I had no fear going up to it.
Yeah.
I went over the rail and my body went numb from the neck down. I couldn't move my body.
Whoa.
And bungee jumping people are really like, incredible because they're like little spot psychologists, and he figured out
they are good psychologists.
I'm the
so
kind
wait,
of
you had you ju- had already jumped or you hadn't?
I hadn't jumped yet, so I'm going over the
where
rail.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'm gonna jump from the back, not from behind, which is the easier way.
Where were you jumping?
A bridge to nowhere.
Oh, that's where I did it.
Yeah. So you know that. You
yeah, that
know
I know that
people.
Bridge.
Yeah. And they were like, the guy just looked at me, and he was like, he figured out that I'm the kind of person that never wants to look weak, and he was just like. He was like, listen, nobody does this hike unless they jump. Like, you're not going back. You did not hike 5 miles into this forest to just walk back. You're going to jump off that bridge, God damn it. And I was like, whoa.
Okay.
And when I jumped, all of a sudden you can see, there's a video of it on Facebook, like deep in my Facebook. I jump and you can see me like Wile E. Coyote try to grab nothing.
Oh.
Like, I'm just like,
a lot of people do that though.
And then I just scream bloody murder up and down the whole way.
Holy
just like,
shit.
This is the first time I was like, oh yeah, this is no, brains don't want to do this.
Bungee jumping is the most Wile E. Coyote thing you could ever do in your life. Like, you have that Wile E. Coyote moment of like,
and then you just go, your brain stops midair.
Oh my God.
What's it's very different? Fun. I mean,
that's amazing.
How is it different from skydiving? Like, how you
it's
feel?
Really different.
It's really different.
I think it's scarier.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, because you're in a little baby Bjorn attached to, in my case, like some Serbian guy that clearly just like parachuted out of Serbia. Like, he was just like, sit on my lap on the plane. I was like, okay. He was like super like tough guy. And I hear men have a harder time with bungee jump or with skydiving, even when they're attached to somebody, because they have a harder time relinquishing control and trusting somebody in that situation.
Oh, interesting.
But like women generally, because you just feel like a little baby. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
It's like totally fine.
Right.
Yeah. I think skydiving feels like fake kind of too. Like,
yes,
you're so
like
high
a
up.
Simulation.
Like, you're like, what, I'm above clouds in the mountains
yeah,
right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And then like your brain trips out so much when you
yeah.
leave the plane that you feel almost like you're on drugs or something. But like bungee jumping, the reality is quite clear
right.
the whole time.
You're like, there's a cliff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You're like, oh, look at that rock.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I can die. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Jump towards it?
Yeah.
Towards the rock.
Towards the rock.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Just hold on to that rock. Just get there.
Also, at the bridge to nowhere, to me, the scariest part was bouncing back up.
Did you touch the bridge?
Yeah, because you get like high five flying
it.
Up towards a bridge.
Oh.
And
they're like, be careful not to hit your head on the bridge. Like, that's the
oh
only training.
God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whoa,
my
wow.
friend hit his head on the bridge.
He did?
But you're wearing a helmet, and like they explained, like, as far as physics go, you've lost enough momentum going down that by the time you come back up, it's physically impossible for you to seriously hurt yourself because you've
right.
slowed down so much by
yeah,
that point
yeah.
that
yeah.
even if you get a little bumperoo,
got it.
You're yeah. not going to.
I was like high-fiving it like a guy struggling on the
yeah,
jogging
yeah.
trail. Like, I was just like, boop, and then came back down. So.
Yeah, but it's still like that's mentally awesome. Very weird to be like flying up from the ground.
Well, yeah, and like there's you can't stop it.
No.
You're just like, oh, I'm part of nature, the force of it right
yeah.
now. Okay.
You're on that thing till they're. Until they
Till
decide
done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would do it again for sure.
Me too.
I
you want to go?
Yeah.
And the hike is, I tell everyone, if you want to go.
The hike is beautiful.
The hike is awesome. It's like this 5 mile hike. And so you're all like muddy and dirty by the time you get there.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
I like that
really
part.
Cool.
I'll skip
you can just
the
come for the hike.
Part.
Is
yeah.
it 5 miles back out too?
Yeah.
Yeah. You bring, bring something to wipe your lady parts with because you will pee behind a bush.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's a good call.
And really enjoy the weird characters on the hike with you.
Things like you will come when you're bungee jumping.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that, wipe that
very
up.
Very slippery. Yeah. No, they had, I was on, there was like a blind, so like a date, it was like their second date, and he surprised this Whoa. Like, ex-Israeli military person, like, and she was so badass, and wow, she was so fucking mad. She's like, I've skydived, I've done everything, I was in the military in Israel.
Yeah,
she was so mad about the date. I was like,
why was she mad?
Because he didn't tell her.
Oh, but,
and here's
second date. That's a lot.
Here's where I learned nothing. Yeah. Stuart had been on, he had skydived before, but for his birthday, I surprised him with a skydive trip. And so we're driving out in Arizona, like outside of a gig. Yeah. We're driving out, and he goes, what are we doing? And I was like, it's a surprise. And we're getting toward the airfield. He was like, you can't just sneak up on me with this.
I kind of agree. You need to like mentally get yourself ready for that. Yeah. Yeah, listen to you cackle.
Hey. He freaked out.
Did you guys do it?
Yeah, we did. I was like, oh, we're doing it. And as I was paying for it, they were like, ma'am, your Groupon reservation. He was like, Groupon, you didn't even pay full price. I was like, if you love me, you love my deals. Now get in that fucking plane.
The other night, I was looking up great white diving experiences, and I was like, oh, it's so expensive. And Sean was like, are you seriously trying to find like a deal on shark diving? Like, just pay the normal amount.
You actually can find a Groupon for it. I almost went with Sam Hale. Do you know her? Comedian Sam Hale?
No.
I will connect you to. She went and she'd probably go again. She loved it.
This is off the coast of San Diego? Like, yes, Mexico?
Yep.
Okay.
And she got a Groupon. It was like normally like $5,000. She
it's really expensive.
Like $3,000 or something on the Groupon.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, just don't tell Sean.
Like,
that
we give you
that.
The weaker cages for this one, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
You'll be fine.
They've bitten these
just
ones
kind of like
more.
Chicken wire, but you'll be
it's all good.
I want Tiffany Haddish to take her Groupon love to like extreme sports level.
That would be
so nice. Yes.
I would watch that in a heartbeat. Tiffany Haddish doing Groupon stuff,
dude. That should be the show.
Yeah, like,
that is the show. Yeah.
What she should
have you
do.
Guys watched any of those? Like, they have YouTubers go to like the like worst rated makeup artist in their town and stuff like that, and they don't like funny. Like say the person's name because they're not trying to but they're just it's insane. Like the makeup and shit that they end up getting is so funny. I watched one where the lady was literally using one of those like fucking 99 cent store like eye makeup appliers that like had obviously been used 10,000 times.
Oh my god.
It's wild, man. But I would definitely see
that's
watch
actually
Tiffany
really
Haddish go on this. These kind of
that's super
all right,
funny.
Hollywood. Let's do it. Let's
We went to see Groupon Rent, and that was an experience.
Wow,
Groupon Rent.
No, Groupon Rent
was real. Only half the cast have AIDS. What happened?
Real
the cast members were not what the cast size was not lacking.
Yeah,
No, but it was literally the size of this living room, the theater. Yeah. And I got stuck backstage after season or after intermission
because the bathroom was through the stage.
The bathroom was through the stage, so I was backstage during Seasons of Love, like with the cast members.
Really amazing.
It was fun. I was so high and I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Barbara walks out with them and we're like, what the fuck? Right? She joined the cast of Groupon Rent.
I could have just walked on stage and started singing it.
And like,
I
started a new life. We locked up for like, this bitch is singing Take Me Baby or Leave Me. Like,
it was wild. I don't think that theater's in business anymore.
No. Too bad. They were doing, I mean, here's a $1 million business idea, kind of like that, but like Point Break Live, where it's like a couple of the audience members get to be in the show.
Oh.
Oh, people would do the hell out of that.
You know what I mean? Like a sing-along show like Rent.
Is Point Break like getting, but the thing is like, I feel like Rent would be hard to get away with money-wise, but like, are they paying for the rights of Point Break? I wonder how that's working.
I don't think you have, I mean, I have a big, huge love for Point Break. Dad and I went and saw Point Break in the theater 3 times in a row because he used to surf and he was like, I know where that beach is. I know where that beach is. I know where that beach is. And so, because like ex surfers are like ex smokers, it's like a thing that they're, anyway.
Yeah.
So, have you gone
to that show?
No, I haven't. I'm like,
I've heard
it's really fun.
It's supposed to be really fun.
Yeah.
They assign someone in the audience to be Johnny Utah and all that shit.
I'd be like, see, I would want it too much. I'd be like that little kid at the Harry Potter ride, like, pick me, Pat, pick me.
me, pick me.
I know
that
if you didn't, it would be, yeah, it would suck.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One time when I did Comedian Cinema Club in Salt Lake, we were doing Jurassic Park, and it's like you reenact a movie, basically. Yeah. And my friends were all there, and thank God we picked my friend Natalie to do the Mr. DNA thing.
Oh, she'd be so
good
at that.
And she knew the whole thing.
Yes.
She crushed it. But if she hadn't got kicked, it would have been so sad. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm back. We're back. I'm back.
It's 2020. Nobody talks anymore. We're only doing beeps and blurps. Beep, beep, blur, blur. Beep, 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 beep.
You get it. You've been listening.
You know who we are.
Yeah. That's right. Assertiveness in 2020.
Oh, man. Anna, do you like giving advice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I unsolicited all the time. I'm learning now to say, how could I show up for you? Or, right. Geez, well, that's
that
nice.
Sucks. Oh, that's nice.
Is there anything, you know, how would you like me to assist you as a friend? Mm-hmm. Rather than, or even say, would you like some unsolicited advice?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what I used to do is just be like, here's all my advice, fix your life. Ugh!
Yeah. So, it's really hard to, I mean, I think we all naturally do that. Because when someone tells you a problem, you're assuming like, mm-hmm. oh, they want me to solve this, right?
Yeah.
But most of the time is they just need to like talk.
Yeah, they're just saying.
Yeah. I feel like dudes do that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
That is a big issue I've had in
it's a relationship thing.
With guys where it's like, I'm like, no, I just want you to hear me.
I'm just talking right now.
I don't need you to fix mm-hmm. this.
Yeah, but then it's like, I also need like enough feedback that I feel like you actually are hearing me.
I need you to actively listen, but I don't need you to fix it for
me. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because some things are unfixable, so you're just frustrating me by pointing that out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, I'm not changing. So right. Just listen to this.
Yeah. That's so funny.
All right. If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
All right. Hey, lady to lady. My name is Jessica. I'm from New Jersey. I just moved into a month-to-month apartment, and I'm concerned about my new living situation. Number one, the person who I sublet from appears to be abusing prescriptions and alcohol, which weirdly isn't too much of a problem, but I bet she is a super toxic on and, but she's also in a super toxic on and off again relationship where her and her boyfriend fight constantly, and the boyfriend basically lives there rent free. Ooh, that's a lot. Mm. The other roommate is a super bossy, maybe codependent Bostonian, which means but is constantly in my space telling me how to live. For example, she will tell me what toothpaste to use. I have mutual friends and my family likes her. Basically can't leave the house with her and can't get away from her in it. The apartment is super cute and I love my neighborhood. I moved in only 2 months ago. What should I do?
Oh, I mean, I feel like those both sound like...
That's a lot.
The first one is enough for me to be like, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
A boyfriend who's never... I mean, it's hard to live... You know, living with somebody who has like an addiction is just very hard because you're sad, you know? You're like, oh, I just feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But you're obviously not going to solve that. But the boyfriend being there all the time without paying rent... Yeah.
I think either of those things alone are like a huge energy suck. And like, you have to be so careful of your home sphere. Like, I think that's like... The rest of the world is such a shit show that, like, of all things, keep your home a safe place.
It needs to feel like a sanctuary, I think. Yes. Like, when you're like, this is my space that I can, like, actually detach from the rest of everything in.
Yeah. I think especially, if you are outside, you know, if you're out a lot and you know what I mean? You spend a lot of time away from home. You really need home to be like.
I think it's also important, too, to exercise boundaries. So, like, setting limits. Yes. Like,
for sure.
Like, you know, if you're going to come down. I had a roommate once come home, like, fall down drunk recently. And I had to be like, hey, just so you know, please don't do that.
Yeah.
But one of the weird things about it was they also realized that they didn't know that I was in a 12-step program. Right. Could you imagine being fall down drunk and then waking up and having your roommate be like, so I have 17 years clean and sober. You want to go to a meeting? You know, like how scary that would be. But I think boundaries are just super, and communication is super duper important. As far as like the second situation, I would just be like, yeah, you got to tell that person to go away every once in a while. And if it doesn't work, if it doesn't work, maybe look for something else. You know,
for sure. Yeah. Like that, I know
if that friendship's gonna last. It's gonna last.
Yeah, Well, and also, I think sometimes like a friendship that is like a little bit rocky. Sometimes making somebody your roommate is a way to say there's a shelf life on this friendship.
Gonna talk again. Cool.
Yeah. So it's like important to like get out before you get to that point, because I've definitely gotten to that point with like past roommates where it's like, oh cool, so I'm your boyfriend, what just happened?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there is it's a pretty short shelf life, and so like I think one of the most important lessons you can know in this life is when to bone out.
For sure.
This That's sounds amazing. Like it's time to bone out. You know, the thing with a bone out, I think about a good bone out, is like, it's like you're in a Quentin Tarantino movie or like an action movie and you're in a car. Mm-hmm. And your bone out is like the stunt of you opening the door, rolling out, and safely getting out of the car.
Yeah.
You got to do it before the car drives off the fucking cliff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just open the door and get out. Don't overthink it. Just go.
Yeah, exactly. Man, you are saving somebody a lot of therapy time and money right now. That is the bone out principle.
Yeah.
I want a shirt that says bone out.
Just bone out.
Test
bone
out. Yeah,
exactly. Just bone out.
Just bone out.
Well, I think it's like, also, obviously, with any advice, it's like so much easier to fucking give it than to take it.
Yeah.
And it seems like the second problem with that, it's like that we were just talking about. It's so. People don't even realize. I doubt that this other roommate, like the saying the toothpaste, probably doesn't even realize she does that.
No.
Yeah.
But it's also not your problem to fix it.
No, it's and you're probably not going to. And like, if you have, you know, I know people like that who are just like, they don't understand how aggressive they are. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that.
East
like,
Coast aggressive, Boston aggressive.
It's,
it's such a specific thing.
Aggressive. And it's just how they are. And you don't, you're like, I'm on the defense all the time because you were just like in my fucking shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's really hard because they don't understand. They just like don't comprehend it. And you're not, I guess you could tell them that, but I just don't see it like changing anything.
I always think about like the last time or two times when we had French Stewart on, he always talks about like different dosages of people. And I always think about that where I'm like, oh, this is a person that I can handle like, I can handle a dose of you like every 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to apply the dosage principle to people now.
And then if you're in love, you can have a whole case of someone.
Glug, baby.
But even then, you need time apart.
Like,
I'll tell Stuart, I'll be like, hey, I need you to go away so I can miss you.
Yes.
I got to really miss important. You every once in a while. It's like, I think it is important to, I think the sign of a true long-lasting friendship or relationship is when you can say nothing around each other for a while. I know that's really cliche, but just like, sitting there reading a book and nobody is like, hey, you're breathing weird, what's going on, you know?
For sure.
Which is what I'm guilty of. I'm like, do you need an inhaler, are you all right, like seeing ear, nose and throat doctor, you're wheezing, like you know. But like, I think it is a nice thing to be able to be alone. Or even like, I think most successful roommate situations, I think a couple of roommates ago, we would just be like, she'd be on the couch reading and then I'd come in and say hi and we would talk for a little bit. Sometimes we'd watch MasterChef Junior and like in horror but also fascination. And then that was it. It wasn't like a super like enmeshed relationship. But that sounds like a somebody seeking enmeshment, which is
You can't have that as an adult roommate. Like, you've got to be able to extricate.
Well, because like at some point you have to shut down the responsibility to socialize. Like, that's the whole point of being at home. And like, you have to, when you're out in the regular world, for everything from like going to the bank to Target, you kind of have to like be your on self.
Yes.
So like, when you come home, you should just be able to be like, ugh. Yeah. Take it all off.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I had my old shitty roommate, Jeff, and I would drive up.
What an old shitty roommate name.
Oh, I know.
Jeff
from Long Beach, who
of course
was, oh my God, he was the one
What's
who
was supposed to.
Oh my God. First of all, his meal, the only food that he would ever make.
His meal
was canned chicken and mayonnaise.
What is canned chicken?
God. It's like
canned
tuna,
chicken is
but canned chicken.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my
mayonnaise
life. And pasta, macaroni.
I'm so sorry.
He would make a big thing of it and then it would be in the fridge for 3 months. It was like a casserole.
No.
So he would literally eat a cup of it and then it would stay in the fucking fridge for months.
Oh,
and
no.
Then he was the guy who got... he got a really big poster of Ice Age 2, and like for what? Free. And then
of course he did. Put it up no over his bed
because he was like, it's big.
He could have given that to a homeless person. It could have been a tent.
Yes. It could have served a lot of different purposes aside from just being in his room.
Oh my
room.
God. That is such a just like clueless street guy. Like, I got him. It's big.
It's big.
It's a wall size.
It covers my wall. It shows that I'm not a sociopath who just stares at white walls.
Imagine going into some dude's bedroom and he has a giant Ice Age poster. Well, that's what
your vagina would enter further into your body.
You'd
further.
Be like, oh, no, it's he zipped like up. Had a
girlfriend. He had a girlfriend who was pretty and sweet, and I was like single as fuck, and I was like, fuck. How the fuck is this woman having sex with him looking at the squirrel from Ice Age?
Hey, she wanted that nut.
But Jeff, and I would drive up the hill and I would see his orange Mustang outside. And
oh,
I'd
he had
like,
a Mustang?
Or was it a Mustang? It was, yes, I think it was. Some whatever, some car. Orange sports car. And you know, but that feeling when you
get—that's the worst feeling.
And it's not the feeling you should have when you get home.
No,
you should not be afraid you're going to see Jeff when you walk into your living room.
You never want to sit in your car a lot.
Yeah, of course you sit out there and like try and be on the phone and try to like just hope that they're not in the living room when you come in,
watching you from the car. Yeah. Like, are you? What are you doing in your car? Are you dead?
Like, I'm getting away from you, Jeff.
This is my sanctuary now.
Oh my god!
I had a roommate once. We used to call him Dumb Ross. It was in a house. We were in a house, and it was like everybody worked at different jobs. And there's a guy in the lighting and lighting business or whatever for fucking movies, and he was really aggro. And then there was like a nice guy who just like worked in PR, and there was a lot of cats and a lot of clutter. And then we moved in this guy named Ross, and Ross was an actor.
No, no.
Who was part of one of those chanty Buddhist cults. And when he first moved in, they came in to like meditate. I was taking a nap and I kicked open the door to the front room and I was like, what the fuck is that sound? And I walked in, there's like 20 dudes going,
bleh.
No. And I was like, what? I just backed away. And the other roommates were like, that's very funny. One time I was watching Spirited Away in the living room, just showing it to the boyfriend. So he could be a dork with me. Mm-hmm. And Ross comes in, and every 30 seconds he goes, hey, is this an anime? is this based in Shinto? Is that a religion? Oh, is that a radish?
No.
Oh, is that this?
God.
Oh, is that? And finally, I kept turning up the sound. So it's like blasting, blasting, blasting. He's still talking. And then finally, all the other roommates leave the room, and I look at Ross and I go, why don't you write your questions? I used to work with autistic people. Why don't you write your questions down? And then after the movie, we could discuss them. And he didn't get it, kept talking the whole time. I finally was like, you know, Ross, your room has a computer with Google. You can Google it. This is streaming on Netflix.
Most importantly, the room is separate from here. You can answer your question.
We used to, oh my God. And my dude would just be fuming. He'd be like, I fucking hate Dumb Ross. He's so dumb. And it was great. Then he also had a Mustang. Because when you're a dumb person, you get a dumb car.
Okay, yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah,
total. I like Mustangs.
Oh. Well, older Mustangs, right?
No, I like them all.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I don't like the new one. It was the one that has, it says Mustang, like, on the back.
The spoiler. I mean, I think the Mustangs from like the late 90s were really cute.
Those are really cute. Yeah,
especially
sure.
The convertibles.
Yes, those were really cute.
No, this was not a cute car.
This was you're thinking like late 2000s.
Yeah. It's just a douche. It looked like a fucking God damn it! I had something funny and I can't get it. It looked like what is that body spray? It looks like Axe body spray.
Okay, I know.
That's what it
like the Axe Mustang.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a Jeff or a Ross, it's like that's the combination of the
that person.
It's like the fans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like Dave Matthews Band is whatever, but like their fans are awful, and like that's like the Mustang I think has a similar issue.
I think you're correct. Are anyone's fans good? Just a thought.
True.
No. Our fans are amazing.
They are delightful.
Aside from lady to lady listeners.
Yeah. But there was, when he moved out, there was a lot of stuffed animals in there with questionable stains. We think he was one of them furry, flippy people.
No.
Yeah. Also,
what
the guy who worked in lighting gave him like a box of like DVDs and CDs of Tony Robbins lectures because he worked on a Tony Robbins project. So Ross would just run around yelling Tony Robbins slogans at himself, which is a very aggressive thing
this
to
do. So much.
It was
a full nightmare.
It was a full nightmare.
Has there ever been a good Ross?
No.
Ross Matthews.
Dress for Less.
Ross Matthews is good.
Oh, Ross Matthews is not bad.
Oh, yeah, Ross Matthews.
I'm just thinking Ross from Friends is awful.
Yeah.
I haven't known a lot of Rosses, honestly.
Yeah, that name doesn't really happen often.
No.
Yeah, Ross Matthews.
You can't have a baby named Ross.
Oh, this is our baby Ross. Ross. Is it like short for like
Rossifer.
That sounds like some sort of like old money overbite name, you know? Like,
yeah, it does. Is Ross short for something? I don't think it is, but maybe.
Did we solve this problem?
Oh yeah, I feel like we solved it. Yeah,
we're
saying
bug out,
bone out.
If you get a good opportunity, take it. I would say don't make any like big moves, but
take your time to find a place that will be. Right, that's the problem. Is if you don't want to leave fast, then just be in another.
Yeah.
Start looking.
Yeah. And also know what your boundaries are going into a situation like that. I think that's like the positive you can get from a situation that doesn't work like that, mm-hmm, is knowing like what your living boundaries are. So when you're in the next situation, you can be like, you won't do that. That's something I would do, is in the next situation, I would be the person who's like, I'm in your space. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know what I mean? Like having a big dramatic fight or whatever. It's like knowing how to like learn from those lessons and apply them.
Well,
to your
it's
life,
hard.
For
it's,
sure.
just, it's so hard because you just don't know, like, you don't fucking, someone's not going to tell you like, oh, by the way, I'm in an abusive relationship and I'm an alcoholic. So just so you know, before you move in, I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, usually find out after the fact.
Let me set my boundaries according to how you tell me.
That's usually a real M. Night Shyamalan moment.
I think that's the world I live in, is I expect everybody to just walk up to me and be like, and here's the things you need to know.
Here's all my baggage. Never. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ross means the horse.
Oh, the horse. Ross is actually a cute name for a horse.
It was great for horsing. A horse, questionable on a baby.
Might be fun for a dog, you know?
Yeah.
Ross.
Oh my gosh, I should name, if we get two dogs at the shelter that come in together, I should name them Ross and Rachel.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, so cute.
And then won't they get adopted together?
Oh, I hope they do.
Do you work at a pet shelter? What's happening?
I do social media for a pet shelter.
Oh.
Yeah. So as part of that, I'm like a pet shelter publicist. So if they need a better name, sometimes I suggest that, or I make like cute videos or bios or...
You're writing the voice of a dog quite often.
Quite often.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I always need help if it's something
that
interests you.
Isn't it great?
Really? I need
Tess
help.
Can help. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'd be really happy to help.
Oh my God. Please. I need help. Oh my God. But see, there's a, like when my friends, I just had a friend, he adopted two cats, and we workshopped names for the cats. We went with Frankie and Eleanor because they were also related.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
It's very, oh my God, I love that. I currently help my dude write jokes for an anthropomorphic billboard in San Francisco. It's a tech company billboard. What? So I write jokes for this billboard. Like, my favorite curry is Steph.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I love doing corny shit like
it
that.
Is it's the really future. Fun. That's the most futuristic job I think I've heard in a while.
I write jokes for a billboard.
I have to say, I saw God.
We're paying for trips abroad to like do stand-up abroad writing jokes for this
That's
billboard.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I was walking here and I saw a fucking plumber van, a very old plumber van.
Yeah.
And I laughed at this, and I'm ashamed that I laughed at
Let's
it,
hear
but
it.
I did.
Don't laugh.
This was their motto, where a flush beats a full house.
Yes! I'm going to do drag queen stuff.
I had a little chuckle to myself.
Okay. So here's the thing. We were talking, Brady and I were talking about this last night. I think I'm now at this point where like, I'm not trying to be cool about my comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come right out. If you have your own interpretation of a Jeff Foxworthy joke, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
All of it.
I want to hear it all day. Uh-huh. I want to hear the joke. I want to hear the like, I want to, I can't stop it. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're a pedophile. You're like.
My Epstein. Jeff Foxworthy. I want to write like, I want to write like 10 minutes of those.
Please do.
Yeah. That would be a great like one-off thing to do.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a night of Epstein Foxworthy jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's, oh
An
my
Epstein
God.
Epstein comedy special would probably do really well.
It'd probably yeah. be really fun, and I think everyone would enjoy it.
Yeah. Live from the Lolita Express, Brandy Posey.
Oh my God.
I got a lot of thoughts.
Oof, I got a lot of thoughts. They could do a roast of Henry Epstein, like a fictional roast of Henry Epstein.
Jeffrey.
Henry Epstein's a comic. He's a comic.
The second person.
And he's a sweet, sweet boy.
Poor guy.
He's a sweet, sweet boy. I love him so much.
He's
one of my favorite people.
Name, I guess.
He has to change his name because I make that mistake at least 3 times a month. Because now, yeah. because I'm friends with Brandy, I talk about Jeffrey Epstein all the time to anyone yeah. who will listen.
Sure. This one's like to be friends with me, guys.
It's very yeah. similar first names.
Yeah. 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 Jeffrey Sorry, and Henry yeah. live in a similar place.
You got
to
have Henry on so you guys can like
exonerate him from this.
With his like one earring
Not
and his
related.
Like fucking eyeliner. Yeah. It's going to be high.
He's got to take that surname back, I believe.
Just go by Henry. I think that's the.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Henny.
Yes.
Henry's a very cute
yes,
name.
Yes, Henny.
So, yeah. My friends like named their the most recent baby Henry. Henry.
Yeah. Henry's a good Aww. Baby name. Now that's a baby name.
Yeah. That is
the
a baby
Paul
name.
Paul Marys have a baby
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Paul
Grace
Mary.
Baby.
Ooh. Good name in
that's
general.
Great.
All
very
of that
alliterative.
Flows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the way that all flows together really well. It's yeah. very good. Almost as good as Anna Valenzuela.
Oh, you're being very kind. No. Thank you so much.
Your last name is very fun. Very fun.
Valenzuela. I love it. Yeah. For a while, I thought about changing it for stage because in Orange County, no one could say it.
Really?
Which is weird because there's brown people there.
Yeah.
Right. So what, yeah, I'm sure you've heard a million versions
there,
of it.
There was one guy who just called me Anna Rodriguez for a couple years.
Shit.
It's oh the only God. Name he knew. Shit. I was like, fine, it's cool, whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's fine.
So like, there's a Z.
Yeah, we kind of made it. I always tell people I'm not going to freak out if it goes wrong on stage. I'm not going to make fun of you. It does yeah, not yeah. offend me. It's fine. Yeah. But I always, when I'm on the road and there's like somebody really old, they look mm-hmm. panicked. I go, remember Fernando from the Dodgers? And they're like, oh, yes. I go, same. I'm related mm-hmm. to him. That's my yeah. father. Not true. Not true.
But it helps them. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Visual
Here's
image.
Your, here are your tips.
Exactly.
Oh,
do you get Venezuela a lot?
Constantly.
Yeah,
most
I figured
of the time.
That.
I think like 70% of the time it's Venezuela.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's fine. I'm proud of my name. I'm proud of who I am, but I'm also not defensive of it.
Like, yeah,
it's,
for sure.
It's fine. I get it. I mispronounce so many names.
So do I.
Yeah.
I can't, like, when I've hosted open mics, I just spend the whole time apologizing to people
yeah,
that don't think
10,000 people and you guys.
It's hard. Yeah.
And
just
yeah.
a look on. Yeah. It's a look yeah. on their face of don't you know who I am? And it's like, nah, I don't for real.
Never
I don't
assume that.
I don't.
My real name is Brandis. And it's funny because like growing up, your teachers mispronounce Brandis and Posey get mispronounced constantly. So I'd get like Brandice Pose. Everyone's like,
alter ego.
That's your alter ego.
I'm picturing you in like a beret.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a Brandice
Pose.
Pose.
Oh my
God.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd be like, shit. And then I'd be like in a fucking like bangs and just like a denim shirt, just like,
yes.
It's Brandy Posey.
This is Brandy a Ray. Sketch that needs to be like written and shot right now. Brandice Pose. Your alter ego, solving crimes.
Yes.
Ever since I've started going by Babs, people like don't understand it.
One syllable names people can't.
Yeah.
Because it's
like
not enough time.
We had this call yesterday and he was like, Babs, like Barbara? And I was like, yes.
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 Like a short version of another. Yes.
Yeah, that would be
But they're so confused. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
You should just tell them.
I just started saying Barbara again because people like can't handle it.
Just say I'm going by Barbara Wawa. You know,
yeah,
just go back.
Just call me Wawa.
Just call me Wawa.
Just call me Wawa.
Just call me Wawa.
But yeah, that's so funny. I think people sometimes too can't like handle a name change. They're like, they can't
adjust
to it. These are strangers. Like first time I'm meeting people being like, what?
Well,
what
was the?
Yeah. I do think single syllable names, like especially if it's a non-traditional
it's so
one,
fast,
like people
like,
know Matt, Right. They know Tom. Yeah. But if it's not like in a wheelhouse, like single syllable name, people are just like, what did you just say to me?
Well, they're only, they aren't really listening to you until, and they need that extra syllable to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Oh, yeah. You're a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I just saw boobs. That's yeah. What, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. What was the like reason you changed your name?
I just liked it more for stage purposes.
It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have also gone by Babs a lot. I just started like saying it more with like comedy stuff. And I like how it looks more just like four letters.
Babs
great.
Yeah. Because I've seen you do both ways. Yeah. And I thought it was just like it could go either way. But well, I like that you're like deciding.
I also, at this point, I'm like, I don't really like saying
the same
like,
thing. I don't give a fuck.
Like,
give a shit.
Just either way, it doesn't really matter.
Just don't call me bitch and mean it. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Too much of a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, first episode of the year in the can, baby. Yes. Hell yeah. Anna, where can people find you online?
Oh, you can find me at Anna V is fun on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me at AnnaValenzuela.com for tour dates. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a little tour action.
Yeah, we are. In end of April.
In April. We're fun. Doing it. It's going to be great.
A big old West Coast situation with our buddy Kevin White. Kevin Casey White.
Kevin Casey White. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fever dream because you can't get the three of us together and not have it be weird.
I know. I'm very excited.
Yeah. And then you can also check out my podcast, 12 Questions. We are coming back, baby, on the Unpops Network. I'm going to 12 episode seasons because Mama burns out real quick. So we're going to do that.
For sure.
Yeah,
That I love your podcast. It's awesome.
Oh, thank
it was
you.
Really fun to do.
Your episode is so
thank you.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Check it out. If you guys haven't, if you're a fan of this podcast, check out Brandi Posey on 12 Questions. It's really amazing. I'll have to have you both on. It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
So, it was a blast.
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
We are actually going to be coming to Boise,
yes.
Idaho, the first weekend of March.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have more details for that coming up. But if you live in Boise, come see us in March.
Hell Boise.
Yeah.
Oh,
Boise. Yeah. Quality entertainment.
We're going to bring it.
We the hoes, and we're looking for Boise.
Hello.
Yeah.
Boise's in the hood. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Puns. Bye. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.